What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. In today's episode of the Coach's Compass, we're going to talk about the new and improved launch formula. You've probably seen me talk about this before, or heard or read, because I mentioned it a bunch over the past couple of weeks. And that's because things are changing and we need to adapt with the times. And again, this is nothing to be afraid of. This is nothing to worry about. It is simply situational. We have to adapt with the times. We have to. Like, if you're a nutrition coach, I'm guessing, I have a theory that you're probably not teaching the same things that you taught 10 years ago. There's probably certain foundational pillars that have stood the test of time, but I'm guessing that you've evolved on certain things. And for example, I used to be a pure, if it fits your macros, it doesn't matter the quality of food, just eat whatever the fuck you want as long as it fits your macros. And I have since adjusted my beliefs to be more relevant to what I know to be true about health. And from personal experience, having lived through the IIFYM approach and found myself getting leaner, but feeling like crap all the time and having major digestive issues, I was like, you know what? Maybe there is something to this whole food quality thing. So launch strategy is another thing that I have updated. And I have a feeling, I have a prediction, you will see others talking about this. Just remember where you heard it first. I never get credit when I say, when I bring things to the marketplace. And the irony is that a lot of the people who take my stuff and then promote it as their own are typically the same people that complain about having their stuff stolen. Anyway, I digress. It's fine. I don't need credit. As long as you understand the philosophy and the thought process and you're able to use it to your advantage, I'm happy. So if somebody else teaches it and they teach it better than I do, more power to them. But I'm guessing that you will see more of this across the board because launching is popular. And a lot of coaches, a lot of businesses just purely rely on launches. And that's not right or wrong. It's just a preference thing. I have happened to know somebody who has a multiple seven-figure coaching business that is purely launch-based. I had Jill Coleman on the show a couple weeks ago, and she does a lot with launches and talked about her schedule and how it adjusts based off of her launch calendar. And during launches, she's working, you know, twice the amount of hours that she would be working in a non-launch week. So a lot of coaches rely on that. And my belief is now the launch model has to adjust with the times. We are, again, we're in a marketplace where sophistication is higher, trust is harder to earn, the buying cycle is longer, and people are tighter with cash. It just is. You don't have to take my word for it. Just go out into the marketplace like you've probably already experienced yourself. So you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to take my word. You can just base it off of what you're experiencing personally. So you probably have seen that across the board. A little bit harder to earn trust. It's a little bit longer in terms of your buying cycle. I saw somebody in a coaching group that I'm a part of, and he mentioned that, I can't remember the exact context of the question, but it was like, what is your biggest takeaway from, I think it was like a 90-day recap. And he was like, my biggest takeaway is that I should not be making offers to people who don't know me yet. Like trying to make those offers to cold, you know, leads that don't trust you yet. They don't know what you do. They don't know who you are. It's not going to convert. And what we previously had found was that you could, even just a few years ago, you could make offers to cold traffic and convert. The buying cycle was pretty short. And when I say pretty short, I mean like 3 months. So if you were to, let's just say you brought somebody into your Facebook community as a cold lead, typically the buying cycle would be about 3 months. Now we're looking at 6 to 9 months, sometimes even longer. Are you willing to play the patience game? Are you willing to play the long game? I know you teach your clients the long game. Are you willing to play the long game? So a lot of things have adjusted, or we've had to adapt with the current marketplace, and launching is one of those things that has to adjust as well. And what I want to do here is I just want to go through five things that need to be updated. So five changes that you need to make so that your launches are actually effective in the next year. I don't know how long this cycle is going to last. My guess is, like, let's just plan for the rest of 2024. I can't believe it's almost May, which is insanity. But let's just plan for the rest of 2024. And then again, like, you may hear me in a year from now talking about the new launch model for 2025. I don't know. I just know that things are cyclical. So if we understand the marketplace, it allows us to adapt and stay ahead of the curve. While a lot of the coaches are still playing from behind, my hope is that I can give you a little bit of an edge. And if at any point you're like, this is great, but I really want you to lay this out for me, I really want something that's a little bit more done for you, I want to know how to structure my launch calendar precisely, I want to know what templates to use, what landing pages to use, if you want more direct, actionable implementation, then you need to be in the collective. You need to be in the collective. I just did a whole training on marketing calendars for your launches and for organic. And in May, I'm breaking down the launch cycle in very granular detail with all of the plug and play templates that you can use so that your launches are not only successful, but it doesn't take you ages and ages and hours to put together. My goal is that you have the strategy, you have the templates, you have everything you need to set this up and to dominate in a short period of time, because you should be focusing on fulfillment. You should be focusing on delivering a world-class experience. And if you're constantly stressing and obsessing over what do I write and how do I create the landing page and how do I create the opt-in and how do I create the follow-up sequence and how do I create the launch sequence, and all of that stuff is going to distract you from what you need to be doing. So if you are a savvy individual that wants things that are a little bit more done in an efficient manner, so you know that you're doing the right things, then get inside the collective. The way that you do that is you go to 5minuteemails.com, and it's spelled out F-I-V-E, 5 F-I-V-E, minuteemails.com, and you can enroll. It is by far the best $97 you will spend each month. And again, the coolest part about it is when, let's just say you wanted a CRM and you were like, I've heard of Go High Level. I heard Go High Level has a ton of functionality, and you would be correct. Go High Level is an amazing CRM. They've got email, they've got text, they've got communities, they've got courses, they've got landing pages, they've got forms, they've got calendars. Go High Level is legit. Great. You want their starter pack because you're just getting started. Their starter pack is $97 a month, which does not include all of the templates. It does not include all of the landing pages done for you. It does not include all of the lead magnets. It doesn't include all of the trainings and workshops. It doesn't include all of the stuff that we provide in the collective. So it is literally like getting a free CRM, because you would have to pay the $97 to Go High Level anyway. Hopefully that makes sense. That's why it's so cool, because it's not really costing you anything. You need a CRM. So having all the templates and resources on top of that is just an incredible value. If you want that, go to 5minuteemails.com, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com, and enroll. It'll be the best decision you can make for your business. And yes, I'm biased, but I truly wholeheartedly believe that. Anyway, let's go through the five things. Like I said, if at any point you're like, I just want this done for me, you know where to go. All right. The first thing that you need to change, we're going to do five changes. Previously, when you would do a challenge launch, I would recommend a 7 to 10 day launch runway. 7 to 10 days, meaning we're going to pre-frame for like 3 days, and then we're going to do like a week's worth of launching. So that would be, you know, 10 days. That's no longer the case. That is old school. It's funny to say that something that I recommended like last year is old school, but it is right now. It's not going to work in today's marketplace. It's just not going to work. You can, again, don't take my word for it. You can try it and you can see for yourself, or you have already experienced it for yourself. So let's update with the times here. Number one, the pre-frame is a major, major difference. This used to be a week long, like I said, pre-frame. We would start teasers where you're like, something's coming, dun, 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 something's coming. That would even just be like 2 weeks in advance. Now we're talking 6 to 8 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks, a huge difference. And the main thing that you're doing during the pre-frame is you are quite literally framing, it's called a pre-frame, you're framing what the launch will deliver. Meaning, your audience needs to understand the problems you solve, who you solve them for, and how you solve them with regards to the thing that you're going to launch. So if you're launching a challenge, a new group program, a new one-on-one or beta program, a low ticket offer, a scholarship, a masterclass, it does not matter. Whatever it is that you are launching, you need to pre-frame it so your audience understands the process and the system that you use to create results, who it's for, and how it all works. They don't know that the launch is coming, but you are conditioning them to a system and a process for solving specific problems that speaks to a specific person. The reason why the system is so important is because your audience needs to know that you're not just winging it. Your audience needs to know that this isn't just some random thing that you're throwing together, that there is actually a proven process for getting results and for helping, you know, a specific individual. And that they know, like, is this for me or is this not for me? And so the system is the thing that creates certainty. So we need to understand what the process looks like. And ideally, name it. You should have a name for the system or the process. It doesn't have to be some fancy thing, but like you should have some kind of a name around your system or process. So that way there is an immediate association. When you say, you know, metabolic priming, for example, like your audience can instantly recognize that as metabolic priming is basically turning my metabolism into a fat burning machine. Like there should be a very quick association with the way that you name the process. And that's just one example off the top of my head. But it should tee up and frame the thing that's coming that they don't know is coming yet. They don't know that there's a launch event that's happening yet. But they do know that there is a clear system for solving specific problems. And those specific problems are related to the big problem that your launch is going to solve. Now, you will likely, if you do this right, you will likely still get inquiries and sales from that, which is fine. You don't have to take them. You can just use those opportunities to build a wait list, or you can enroll people into your one-on-one program or whatever you have available. But that's the main thing with the pre-frame. And we're starting the pre-frame 6 to 8 weeks before the launch event. Okay, so then we have the opt-in. The opt-in is basically what we're doing to almost create an intention-based list of buyers, and they're not buyers because the opt-in is going to be free, but it's the next best thing to a buyer's list. It's basically an interest list. The old launch strategy was we just pitched to anyone and everyone for the launch week. Like usually it's a 7-day pitch. We just go ham on every platform and just pitch and pitch and pitch. What this does, the opt-in, it really is a cool process because it shows intent and it opens up the door for lots of conversations. So what you want to do with the opt-in, it's basically a lead magnet. But the lead magnet needs to be very specific. It needs to solve a micro problem that is directly related to the big problem your launch is going to solve. So let's just say that I am launching the email collective. So the big problem is you're not getting anything out of email marketing. You're either not doing it, you're not getting leads from it, you're not getting clients from it, and you don't know what to write, and you don't have your own media, you know, in a predictable, repeatable fashion. Okay, cool. So we're going to solve that problem with the collective. A micro problem might be that you don't know how to grow your email list. Like that's one segment of it, one sliver of it. So I could do an entire opt-in that's all about growing your email list. Like it could even be so specific that I can say, 5 steps to your next 500 subscribers, right? So do you see how that's a micro problem of the big problem? Growing the list solves one problem, but guess what? Now, what do we do with those people? How do we nurture them? How do we get them to enroll? What do we do with those people? That's the big problem that the launch in this hypothetical would solve. So the opt-in has to be a micro problem of the big problem so that it's related. And we know likely the people that care about growing their email list also care about nurturing and enrolling people through email, right? There's a logical conclusion there. There's a logical next step. The other thing is that it needs to be so good. This is another difference in today's environment than just a few years ago. A few years ago, you could slap together any freebie and people would rather willingly part with their email address to get the freebie. That's not the case anymore. So when I say that trust is harder to earn, I'm not just talking about buying, you know, a credit card trust, like I'm opening up my wallet and paying you money. I'm talking about trust, even something as small as an email, giving you my email address in exchange for something. That's harder to earn as well. So the opt-in has to be so good that you would consider charging for it. Now, that's the qualifier. When you put together your opt-in, your lead magnet for your launch, you should think to yourself, would I be willing to charge for this? And if the answer is no, it's probably not good enough. If the answer is yes, you're doing it right. So what we do here is about 4 weeks out, we tailor all of our marketing efforts around this opt-in. And like everywhere across the board, we are trying to get people to request, to raise their hand, to comment, to message for this opt-in. That's why it has to be really strong and has to be very clear that it solves a specific problem. So if I were using the 5 steps to your next 500 email subscribers, all of my marketing efforts would be around, you know, growing a list and the importance of an email list and owned media versus social media and, you know, all the benefits of having, the data around email marketing and how many people buy from email and how customers rank email as their preferred method of supporting businesses and how much revenue you can expect per subscriber, like all these different things that just show you need to grow your email list. And of course, everything would be related back to, oh, by the way, you know, I have this guide, the 5 steps to your next 500 subscribers, like comment, email if you want it. Now, I'm specific in that call to action because I don't want them to go to a link in my bio. I intentionally want them to comment. I want to open up conversations. And there's a very specific reason for this, and I'll explain in just a second. But I want them to comment or to DM, to engage, to vote on a story poll. I want there to be a human-to-human interaction to deliver the opt-in and also to have an open conversation. So they comment the word email, and then I message them and I'm like, hey, I saw your comment. I'd love to send over the guide. I can just send it right over. Like, is it cool if I just drop it right here in the chat? And they say, yes, that would be great. And then I send it to them and I say, here you go. Let me know if you have any questions. By the way, just curious. Do you have an email list right now? How many subscribers do you have? Whatever. Like, I can just open up friendly conversation. How are things going with their email marketing? How are things going with business? Whatever. Just be a freaking human. And this is important because we want the conversation to be open. Meaning, like, you don't have to obsessively respond every second, but it's just kind of like a casual chime in here and there conversation. You'll see why in just a second. So that's the opt-in. Now, when somebody goes to the actual, to actually get the opt-in, so when you're like, hey, should I just drop it right here? And they're like, yes, you send them the link at that point where they go to your landing page. And again, if you want done for you landing pages, you can get that inside the collective. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We have proven converting landing pages done for you. So save yourself some time and energy and just use ours. All you have to do is put your own branding on it. It's like, literally, it's like drag and drop it, paint by numbers. So you create the landing page, you have your opt-in ready, you send it the link to them. Now, once they opt in, it's going to take them to a thank you page. The thank you page is going to be registration for your launch event. Registration for your launch event. And we're going to cover the launch event in just a second. But here's the statistics on that. About 10% will immediately register. Anything above 10% is great. Sometimes, again, that's just the average. So some people it'll be a little bit less, some people it'll be a little bit more. If you have a pretty well done landing page, you're going to get around 10 to 15% where they opt in and then they go to a thank you page that offers them the opportunity for the launch event. And now the thank you page with the registration is going to be super simple. All you're going to be doing is inviting them to this free launch event. And you're just going to tell them what they're going to learn and what problems are going to be solved through that launch event. So that would be where, in my example, that it was like, check your inbox. The 5 steps to your next 500 subscribers is on its way. In the meantime, if you want to register for our, 7-figure email marketing strategy session, here's the info. And then it's basically like, you'll be able to copy and paste my 7-figure email system. You'll be able to learn exactly what to write to attract your dream fit clients, right? So I'm just giving you the things that you're going to learn on this event, and then it's just register. And obviously there's the date that the event will take place. And then they register, and about 10 to 15% will register right away. The objective is to get about 300 people to opt in. So you have 4 weeks, basically 4 weeks of directing people to your opt-in and trying to get 300 people. The conversations are going to be super important. And we'll get to that in 1 second. The third thing that needs to change is we need a new problem. And I don't mean new problem like a problem that you haven't solved before. It's not like, oh, I've been trying to solve the whole fat loss thing, but now I need to solve something else. You need to make it relevant to today. So if you notice, I'm doing it right now. This is inception. I'm doing the thing that I'm telling you to do. The new problem is launching, which is not solving a new problem, right? Like launching and making and having an effective and fruitful launch is not new, but it's new in today's environment. So it's a new problem. We have to adapt. So we want to make it relevant to today. Basically, your audience and your ideal client, if you can make something relevant to the current context of what they're facing, like if this were 2020 or 2021, it'd be very obvious like what the new problem is, right? We're trying to solve, you know, problems based off of a very different environment and state of the world. Today, what does that look like? And again, you don't have to think about this in the context of like world events, but it is in context of what they're dealing with. So they might be dealing with, you know, new issues. They might be dealing with new hormonal or metabolic challenges. They might have more awareness around their hormone and metabolic challenges. Like there's new things that you need to bring to light so that it's relevant to right now. That, like, why is this relevant for today? You know, so right now when I'm talking about launches, that's based in the context of people having less cash on hand, being tighter with their money. The fact that certain people who used to be a qualified buyer can no longer afford your services, the fact that your launch strategy needs to change because trust is lower, sophistication is higher, the buying cycle is longer, like all of these things have to be addressed. And I'm not saying you have to reinvent the wheel or make up problems. You just have to speak to problems and solutions that are relevant to right now. So that's number three. So we've got, if you're still tracking with me, we've got the pre-frame, we've got the opt-in, we've got the new problem. Now we've got the launch event. And typically what we're going to do is we're going to drive people for at least 2 weeks before the event itself. So here's where the conversations are so important. You should, if done properly, you should have hundreds of open conversations that you can just make a very soft ask, like, oh, by the way, did you get a chance to register for this event? And these are people that are not cold. You've already been in the DMs with them. They've already requested something from you, that you've already delivered something of high value that you should have charged for that you didn't. And they know you now because you've been talking to them, if done properly. It should be a very soft ask, a simple invite. And the rest of your public-facing content should start promoting the launch event and getting registrations. Now, we want at least 100 people registered. You should have no issues with that between the open conversations and sending your emails and your social content towards the launch event. You should have no problem getting 100 people registered. So that's before you actually do the launch event. The launch event itself should be at least 3 days. I'm recommending 3 to 5. I don't like 4 days for some reason, so I should say 3 or 5. I don't know why. There's actually zero rhyme or reason to that. It is just a random personal thing that I say 3 or 5. So the launch event itself is different. I used to tell people, like, just do it in 1 day. Deliver in 1 day. Follow like the perfect webinar formula. Do it in 1 day. Make the offer at the end and, you know, be on your way. That's not going to cut it anymore. We need to build more trust. Yes, you will lose people. Not everybody's going to stick around every single night for 3 straight days or 5 straight days. But the people that do, high quality. I forgot to mention also, when you are getting people to register for the event, you should have a qualifying question or two in there. A qualifying question is basically so you can segment your list. Like for my example, for anybody that's registering for the webinar, for the collective launch event, I could just ask the question of like, you know, how many emails are you sending per week right now? Or, you know, how much current revenue are you generating from email marketing right now? Right. So it gives me an opportunity to qualify them. Like, is this somebody who really needs this? And, you know, just a qualifying question. You could, you know, ask the question, how much weight are you looking to lose in the next 3 months? As an example, you could ask something related to investing. Like, are you looking to invest in the right support and guidance for your health and fitness, right? Like simple, basic questions should be very easy to answer. This is not an application. It's just 1 to 2 qualifying questions. So you can start to segment your list accordingly. And wouldn't it be really cool if you had access to a CRM and support to easily segment your list with some of these things? Because that's also included in the collective. 5-minuteemails.com. Anyway, now for the launch event, we want to get at least 100 people. We want to do a 3 or 5 day launch event because we need to build trust and we need to show with a high degree of certainty that we can solve their problems. They need to understand that this is the best possible solution for them. And we can't just do that in a one and done. There's going to be way more people on the fence than normal. You might even have to go through 2 to 3 launch cycles before somebody enrolls. That is totally, totally normal. Again, long game. Are you willing to go through 2 to 3 launch cycles before a bunch of people enroll? It's just data, by the way. It's just feedback. If you've never done this before, the first time you do it, you're just trying to look at data. How many opt-ins did I get? How many registrations did I get? How many people showed up for each of the 3 to 5 days? How many people converted? All that stuff is just data. And now we have that data to make optimizations for the next one. That's it. It's all the only way. You should be looking at this very robotically, not emotionally. It's just data. So don't get hung up on, I have to make this perfect. Just do the thing, then use the data to do the thing even better. All right. So another thing that's different with the launch event is typically with the launch event in the past, we would just do 1 day. We would have the pitch at the end. Now what I recommend is you do 3 days or 5 days with a pitch at the end of each session, but it's not the standard pitch that you would think of in a perfect webinar where there's like this big stack, you know, product stack and discount and pressure and you have to do this now. And if you don't do this, you're an idiot. Like none of that. Just make it the logical next step. So similar to the way that I said, if at any point you feel like you want this done for you, where you want your marketing calendar outline, you want your launch calendar outline, you want all the templates and the landing pages and the opt-ins all done for you, and you know exactly what you need to do to create a successful launch, join the collective, 5-minuteemails.com. That's what I'm talking about. That's not a pressure pack. It's just a logical next step. It's very much like, okay, this makes sense. I want to implement this. I'm still a little bit unsure. I would love a done-for-you system, so it's a logical next step. That's kind of what you're doing. And also to have testimonials. So if I were doing this live on video, I could show a bunch of testimonials from people who are inside the collective, you know, showing all the results that they're getting and how much money they're saving and how much money they're making and all the replies that they're getting and clients that are enrolling. I can show all the testimonials. So I would do that each step of the way. Now, if you're doing the live launch event, here's a little pro tip. On the first day, just get somebody who you trust, who's a client, who's a really good client, and just get them to tell their story. Don't tell them nothing about buying. All they're doing is they're planting the seed that the system is what got them the result. So I could have somebody go on and talk about, you know, how they struggled so much to convert new clients. And then they could just talk about like, you know, using the belief shifting system and the templates that were provided in the collective, I started getting replies and it was great because I felt way more confident in my messaging. Which actually improved my social content as well. And then being able to run the offer templates every month where I started enrolling new clients predictably, it just was such an easy process for me to follow. It was way simpler than what I was doing. And it actually helped me grow my business. Now, nowhere in there am I saying you should join the collective, you should join, or is this, I'm saying nowhere in there is this individual saying like, go sign up. All they're doing is they're just showing you how this process and system helped them. So it's basically making the offer without making the offer. It's not coming across as salesy. It's just, this process helped me. And then the subtle B message is, for the person listening, is if I want those results, I need to follow this process too. And that's when you, the person presenting, can make the casual, you know, invite. Like, oh, if you want access to all that, here's how you get it. Then as you get to day three, you can have testimonials that are more direct, like day three or day five. Like as you start to get towards the end of the launch event, then you can have somebody who's like, you know, this is a total game changer. Like, here's what happened for me. You absolutely need to go jump into the collective. It's the best thing that I've done for my business. It's changed the way that I market. It's changed the way that I approach my content. It's, you know, all of that. Like, go sign up. Like, do not miss out on this opportunity. That would be more of a day three or day five testimonial, if that makes sense. This is, we're getting into the weeds right now, but, and I'm going to be breaking this down way more thoroughly, in May for the collective. So if you want that training, you got to be on the inside. So that's the change in the launch event itself. So we've got so far the four changes, and then we'll roll with number five, the pre-frame, the opt-in, the new problem, the launch event itself. And now we've got the follow-up. The launch event is just the beginning where we open the cart. Open cart just means where sales are able to start coming in. Whether you're doing a call, whether you're doing direct to a sales page, it doesn't matter. That's open cart. And then there's going to be closed cart, which I recommend is 1 week after the last day of your event. So let's say you have a 3-day event after you finish day three. And by the way, your live launch event should be 3 days streamed into ideally your community. So it should be like a Zoom streamed into your Facebook group. Then on the very last day, that is where you're making the most direct offer, or day five. And then from that point on, you've got a week. Normally what people recommend or recommended was that the last day of your event, you give them like 24 to 48 hours to create urgency. It's like, this is going away. Once I stop, like some people would do this. Once I hit end on this Zoom call, the offer goes away forever. And we know damn well that wasn't what happened. So, but they would use that as like a scarcity play. Once I hit end on this Zoom call, the offer goes away forever. Or they would say, once I hit end on this Zoom call, the clock starts ticking and it will be exactly 24 hours or exactly 48 hours from now until this offer is off the table. So what I would recommend is not doing that. I would recommend doing 1 week from that point. So that would be the easiest way to do it because you're going to have a lot more fence straddlers now than ever. You're going to have people who need a little bit more time, actually need more time. they need a little bit more certainty, and you're just going to reinsure them that it's the right decision for the people that don't want to be on the spot, which is a lot of people that don't want to be on the spot. They don't want to make a quick decision. As they're thinking about it and their brain is telling them all the reasons why they shouldn't do it, you're showing up in their inbox every day and squashing and just putting them back on the belief track that we need them on to move forward. And that sometimes can take a week, especially now. So I have a whole sequence in there for that you follow, plug and play, that will really help with enrollments. And that's it. And then you take all of the data. So you go through those five changes to get the update. I'm calling it the launch lift. I'm calling this the launch lift, mainly because it's giving launches a facelift, the launch lift. So you run the launch lift, and then you take some time to analyze all of the data. How many people opted in? The segmented list of people who registered, the follow-up, and how many people bought during the 3 days, how many people showed up live, how many people watched the replay, How many people bought during the launch event? How many people bought during the follow-up event or the follow-up email sequence? And now you have data. We know conversion numbers. And when you know conversion numbers, it's really straightforward because you're playing two games. You're playing increased volume or increased conversion. Ideally, we're playing both. Let's just say I had 100 people register and I closed 10. Now we can break that data down and slice it up, which is helpful, but this is kind of like the protein and calories approach. Let's just focus on what really matters. We had 100 people registered. We got 10 sales. Okay, 10% conversion. And I use that number on purpose because that's what my small brain can compute. So 10% conversion. Now I can play the next launch game. So I want to take some time and continue to nurture and warm up my audience and then go through this process again. And the next time I go through it, trying to find ways to increase the number from 100 to 150, let's say, because I know that I can confidently estimate 10%. However, I'm also playing the game of increasing conversion. So I'm going to look through the messaging in the event, the messaging leading up to it, the pre-frame, all the things that I did, the follow-up, what emails during the follow-up worked really well, which ones didn't work so well. I can make these small little optimizations to go from 10% to 12%, which may not seem like much, but just for context, the 10% of 100, we know, was 10 people. If you got 150 people and you converted 12%, do you know what that number is? I didn't, so I had to put it in my calculator. It's 18. If you knew that off the top of your head, kudos. 12% of 150 is 18. You almost doubled. You almost doubled. You went from 10 enrollments to 18 enrollments, almost doubled your enrollment by a 2% increase in your conversion and getting 50 more people registered, which is not that big of a jump. Because during the time that you are putting all this into place, you should also be growing your audience, which is a whole other topic, a whole other topic. Also a topic that I cover, collective, by the way, 5minuteemails.com, if you're not in there, which you should be. So that's it. That's the new launch model. It is necessary, in my opinion, during the current environment, the current marketplace that we're in. I do strongly believe that a lot of people will start to teach this and pivot to this style because that's the world we live in. When something has been shown to be effective, usually once the word spreads, we love to beat it to death in this industry. The business coaching space, the fitness and nutrition space, that's what happens. Something catches on and then it gets overly saturated. I already told you my prediction for metabolic assessments. I think we've got a 6-month window. And then I think they will be played out. Again, the timeline itself, I could be off on the estimation. Maybe we've got 9 months. Maybe we've got less. I don't know. But at some point that will get played out. This whole strategy, people will catch on. I think that this will start being taught more frequently. You'll see. And then we'll have to adjust as things are cyclical. But that's why I think it's important that you stay in a community where you can continue to update and adapt based off of current trends and what the marketplace is telling us. And also just having been around and seeing these patterns play out. I used to react very emotionally to the ebbs and flows. And now it's just, I laugh at it because I've seen it so many times. And I just know that it's cyclical. If we can ride out some of these waves, we put ourselves in a really good position. If we don't overreact, if we just adapt instead of overreacting, it makes a huge difference. So hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully you can take this and implement. And then again, if you want implementation, that is way more done for you, where you can actually ask questions and get feedback and insight and use the done for you templates and landing pages and opt-ins and email sequences and all that stuff, and have an entire CRM that costs the same as what you would be paying for and a CRM that doesn't have all of those add-ons, you can join the collective, 5minuteemails.com, F-I-V-E. We'd love to have you on the inside. Anyway, the bottom line is use this, implement it, and let me know how it goes. And I will talk to you next time.